Now, although the weather this weekend is not as promising as earlier on in the week, those fine spring days were really a good sign to tell us all to get out and about for a good walk. Aoife Rankin from Galway did so and still loves the outdoors in spite of what you're about to hear that happened to her. She has been campaigning in Galway City and County to erect signage warning walkers about Lyme's disease, which can be caused by a tick bite. The city has agreed to do so. The council will consider the matter before the end of the month. Aoife contracted Lyme's disease more than 10 years ago. She's currently fundraising to get additional treatment abroad for her condition. And she explained to Lorna Siggins when they met to walk their dogs in the swamp in Galway's Cladda why she wants everyone to know about the danger of ticks.
What a lovely doggy. What's the name of your dog?
Suki.
Suki.
Suki. As a Japanese name, it means beloved or loved one.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Your dog is gorgeous.
And what age is your dog?
4.5. She's still manic. Say hello to Rua.
Oh, that's good. That's a good meeting now. So.
Yeah. I lived in Invern for roughly 7 years, and I used to be quite active out walking with the dogs. And, you know, there were ticks out there in the bog and any of the grassy areas. And I believe that I got a tick bite out in Invern, but as is mostly the case, I imagine I got it in the house from the dogs, even though we would have been meticulous and hypervigilant in taking the removing the ticks from the dogs with tick tweezers. We had a dog like a Lassie dog, and I believe that they could have it just went unnoticed, you know. It does, in 50% of cases, you will get a bullseye rash. In my case, you know, I definitely didn't get a rash. I would have seen it. So it took 10 years to be diagnosed. And it affected all kind of, you know, facets of my life, you know, my professional life as well. But 2 years ago, I started to become just violently sick, and I was going from hospital to hospital. Nobody was diagnosing me. And in the end, my GP told me, look, this has to be, you know, either ME, fibromyalgia, or Lyme's disease. So I was lucky that Dr. Lambert took me on board, and he treated me for the last almost 2 years now. But unfortunately, I've got to the stage where the treatment isn't working, and my GP has told me that I need to seek treatment abroad. So look, this is why I'm campaigning for public signage as well, because I just don't want to see anybody else go through this, to suffer with this debilitating illness and these unbearable symptoms. And, you know, by getting public signage erected in the Galway City and Galway County, you know, at least we can prevent that from happening, you know, and especially for children, you know, and anyone that works outdoors, you know, in farmers and so on. You know, Lyme's disease is known as the great imitator. So it mimics other diseases. A lot of people with chronic fatigue are, as the experts say, rheumatoid arthritis could possibly have Lyme's disease.
So with the signage, what sort of information will be on the signs?
So with the signage, basically, these are signs that are given to us by the Lyme Resource Centre. And basically the signs will be, they're not huge, but they have the information that's required on the actual sign, and then they have QR codes that you can scan to get additional information on how to safeguard yourself and your children in terms of getting a tick. So to wear, maybe, you know, to wear light clothes, to tuck your trousers into your socks, to make sure you shower afterwards. You know, and then how to deal with it if you do find a tick, not to just yank it out, because if you do that, it'll, you know, the tick could get stuck and it could regurgitate all of the infections, not just one infection, infections that they carry into the bloodstream.
So what's the best way if you see a tick? If you're lucky enough to spot a tick, what's the best way to approach it?
Well, if you have a tick tweezers, it's ideal. But if you don't, a card would do, you know, with a V in it. And just to extract it, to pull upwards, you know, slowly. and to kind of pull it out that way.
To make sure that it all comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
And it hasn't put you off getting dogs?
No. Look, she's the same colour, I'd say, as a tick, but she's been great. She's a great companion to have.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're isolated in bed yourself all the time with this illness. And I have people that help me, you know, walk her and look after her and mind her. You know, it's just important to check them all the time. Mm-hmm. And look, it's like going out in nature. Just because there's ticks, you know, you're not going to not go on a hike or go out in nature. That's really important. And especially with all the time that people are on screens, you know, and I wouldn't like to scaremonger anyone out of going into nature and going for walks. It's just really important to put measures in place that people are aware of this illness. Mine has progressed. It's done, you know, internal damage. I now have, you know, palpitations. I have chronic pain all over in my arms, legs, feet, hands, abdomen. I could go on and on with the symptoms. You don't want to get this illness. You know, it's really important to know that there are ticks out there that have infections in them.
It is an absolutely horrendous condition, there's no doubt about it. Aoife Rankin there speaking to Lorna Siggins. But do remember that if you do get a tick, and you should always check yourself for them, it does not necessarily follow that that tick has Lyme's disease. I don't know what the odds are, but not all ticks have Lyme's disease. And as Aoife says, do not squeeze it, do not pop it, do not pull it straight out, twist it. And then pull it gently up, ideally with a tweezers or something other than your bare hands. Aoife Rankin talking to Lorna Siggins, as I said.